beautiful things out of dust. You, God, make beautiful things out of us. Now, if you are in front of me, wave your hand just so I can make sure that you're still awake and I didn't put you to sleep. Amen. If you are online with us, worshiping with us online, if you could just post in the comments that you have not fallen asleep as well, that would be great. If you are in your cars, if you could honk your horns or flash your lights. Amen, amen, amen. God is good all the time. God is good. I don't know about you, but every time we gather to worship, every time we acknowledge our God together, every time we pray and sing God's praises, it is revival for my soul. Regardless of where you are, it is because of God's freely given grace that we join the heavens today in thanksgiving and praise, publicly declaring God as our creator. Publicly acknowledging that the one who gives us purpose and the one who makes beautiful things out of us is the one who has gone before us, is standing next to us, is behind us, and watches from above. Beautiful people of God, you are handcrafted by God. Psalm 19 has been called the most majestic of King David's Psalms. And many of you may know the writer C.S. Lewis, who considered Psalm 19 to be the finest poem in the Psalter and one of the finest poems in the world. Personally, I love how our text message in its entirety is the writer inviting us through this poem, through this song, to hear God speaking to us through creation. To acknowledge God speaking to us through Scripture, as God, through the Holy Spirit, takes up residence in our hearts. God is reshaping our lives, reshaping our community, reshaping our campus. And for this, we are grateful. So many of us these days are teetering on the brink of uncertainty. But together on this day, may we find certainty in Christ as we sing God's praises with a spirit of thanksgiving. You are handcrafted by God. Many of you may have heard of the Apostles' Creed. It is a clear statement of our beliefs in Jesus Christ, and over time we will dig deeper into it. Its meaning as followers of Jesus Christ. But today, I wanted to share with you how it begins simply and boldly. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator or maker of heaven and earth. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. See, from Genesis to Revelation, to this creed, to today's message, to this outdoor live stream and worship, God is the creator of the universe, and more importantly, God is the creator, the one who gives us wisdom and gives our lives meaning. I mean, think about this. It only makes sense that the creator of life knows how life works. Psalm 19 begins, once again for your hearing, the heavens declare the glory of God. The skies, look up, the skies proclaim the works of his hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they reveal knowledge. They have no speech. They use no words. And no sound is heard from them, yet their voices go out into all of the earth, into the ends of the world. If the heavens and the earth declare God's glory, then at this very moment, wherever you are, what do you see? Do you see a God who is worthy? Do you see a God who is faithful? Do you see a God who is a healer? Do you see a God who is majestic? What do you see? I'm going to share with you for a moment what I see. As I look at our community, our nation, and our world, especially within the midst of our political and racial climate, I see the possibility of 1 Timothy 2, verses 1 through 8. So I want to invite you to close your eyes and hear these words from the Apostle Paul to Timothy. First of all, then, I ask that requests, prayers, petitions, and thanksgiving be made for all people. Pray for kings and everyone who is in authority so that we can live a quiet and peaceful life in complete godliness and dignity. This is right, and it pleases God, our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth, that there is one God, one mediator between God and humanity, the human Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a payment to all people to set them free. This was a testimony, Paul says, that was given at the right time. I was appointed to be a preacher, an apostle of this testimony. I'm telling the truth and I'm not lying. I'm a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and in truth. Therefore, I want men to pray everywhere by lifting up hands that are holy without anger or argument. Therefore, I want men to pray everywhere by lifting up hands that are holy without anger or argument. I see the possibility through God's grace, an abundant life for all in Jesus Christ. I see people praying for what is holy without anger or argument. I see that the heavens and the earth and the birds declare God's glory. I see that God is calling us for such a time as this to be unified in Jesus Christ. What do you see? You know, the writer of Psalm 19 recognizes that the Creator, who made such an awesome universe, gives direction for acknowledging that God speaks into our lives through Scripture. And the song for our hearts, straight from Psalm 19, says, "The law of the Lord is perfect." Everyone say perfect. Refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. And the decrees of the Lord are firm, and all of them are righteous. God's word is more precious than gold, more precious than pure gold. God's word is sweeter than honey. Honey from a honeycomb. Have you ever had honey straight from the honeycomb? That's as sweet as it gets. In other words, God's word is trustworthy, refreshing for our soul, and gives joy to our hearts and light to our eyes in the midst that of all that is going on. We are being called in these moments to rest in God's word. In Psalm 19, we are experiencing God's handiwork and God's self-disclosure to his creation and through scripture. Hear me closely. It is through God's grace that we recognize God gives purpose to our lives. God gives value to humanity. God gives us a solid foundation for life. And church, as long as we have breath, we shall praise the Lord. As long as we have breath, we will proclaim thanksgiving to God. As long as we have breath, we are created to go deeper in our relationship with Jesus Christ and our world. With wonder and reverence, this solid, deep respect for God and humility. In the scheme of things, what does it mean on this World Communion Sunday, where we acknowledge we are a global community of faith? What does it mean when one tweet, Facebook post, text, or speech can harm an entire group of people? What does it mean when we hear people we care about say derogatory and painful things? It means heaven and earth are full of your glory, always communicating the character of God. And in these moments, as difficult as it may seem, quite frankly, we should as well. When we believe the heavens declare the glory of God, when we believe the skies proclaim the work of God's hands, there is no person, no corner of the world that is left untouched by a God who is a creator and sends undeniable proof through his creation, whether it's up in the skies or your loved one sitting next to you, that you are loved by God. You are handcrafted by God. And to be honest, I really only wanted us to remember one thing today. And it's this one verse in Psalm 19 that you will hear preachers say in the very beginning of a sermon, and many of them have no idea, many of you have no idea that it actually comes from Scripture. It's not something that we made up in our head, but it's for all of us sitting here and at the sound of my voice, and for those that you will share with as well. Verse 14 is more precious than gold, more trustworthy, wise, and simple. Gives joy to our hearts when lived, light to our eyes, and words that will endure forever. May these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. In other words, church, may the meditations of our hearts, may the words that spring from our mouths be pleasing unto God. You are handcrafted by the one who has created the heavens and the earth. You are handcrafted by the one who sent his son to redeem us. You are handcrafted by God, who is our rock, who is our strength, who is our redeemer, and who is worthy of all the thanksgiving and all the praise. The word of God for God's handcrafted people. And all of God's children said, amen. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we are ultimately worshiping you in your place, your space, God, that you created for us. Beauty on this day. Worship as we gather together, no matter where we are. God, we are grateful. Whenever we have an opportunity to come together, we will praise your name, O God. And as long as we have breath, we will praise your name. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace, God. I thank you for this time where we can see one another and be together. I thank you for those who are worshiping with us online. May they feel your very presence, oh God. May they know that you are their rock, their redeemer. You are their strength, their love. You are with them. We thank you, oh God, for you are a healer, a miracle worker. You are majestic and you are worthy. And for this, we give you praise.
Do you feel the world?